Wisconsin Rapids.
And as we knew at the end of the second inning, Drew Thompson's night was done, and he hands it off to Zach Crotchfeld, who has been an incredible player to watch early on in the season. He has been absolutely dominating out there. But Drew Thompson, not a bad start from him. If it weren't for the eligibility rules, he likely could have been back out there for the third inning, as he went two innings, allowing just the one run on one hit. He walked three batters, had three strikeouts, no hit by pitches, no wild pitches. He faced 10 total batters on 53 pitches and hands it off to Zach Crotchfeld. And taking a little bit more of a look at Crotchfeld, I mean, he has been great for the Rafters in a couple of appearances. First pitch on the way is called on the outside edge for strike number one. Crotchfeld, the left-handed pitcher from Texas Tech, he takes on the righty at the plate, James Hankerson Jr. 0-1 count on the way home. It's spiked in the dirt about a few feet in front of the plate to bring the count 1-1 and bounced right into the catcher's glove, Nick Adrian behind the plate. Didn't really have to move too much there. 1-1 count on the way, ripped up the middle right there to Noah Ruiz, though, who was able to make the catch out of the air for out number one. One up, one down for Zach Crotchfeld, and talking a little bit more about Crotchfeld, he's made two appearances, and he's totaled six scoreless innings in those two appearances. 11 strikeouts and just four base runners allowed. And you look at domination, that's exactly what Crotchfeld's given you. He's hoping to continue that here, and the first pitch on the way to T.P. Wentworth misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And looking at Crotchfeld's last time out, the 1-0 count coming home. This one's hit high in the air towards left field, running up on it. Clayton, he dives. Did he make the play? Yeah, he did. Oh, man, what a great defensive play out there by the Rafters left fielder. And Royce Clayton Jr. comes up with a big defensive play in his return to the lineup. Two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Rafters up 2-1, and Matt Hansen now up at the plate. Two away, nobody on the base paths. And Crotchfeld, his last time, he went four innings without allowing a run on two hits. First pitch on the way home to Hansen is called for a strike. And that was the game at Lakeshore back on June 9th. He also took on the Dock Spiders earlier in the season, 11 days ago. The 0-1 count misses low to bring it 1-1. And in that appearance, he struck out four batters in two scoreless innings. That wasn't quite like the seven batters that he struck out in his four innings on June 9th. But either way, I mean, both appearances were great. This pitch misses inside and rolls 2-1. Two-one count, two outs, nobody on, and the pitch from Crotchfeld misses a little bit inside, rolls 3-1, and Hansen, he is 0-0 from the plate. He drew a walk in the second inning and came around to score on it. Just staying hot up there, trying to keep improving that 10-15 OPS. 3-1 count, sent towards right field, and it gets on through the first-second gap. And right over there to the Rafters right fielder, Chris Diaz, will throw it in. And it's a two-out single from Matt Hansen. And that one of just a couple of hits that Crotchfeld's allowed in his Rafters career, but hoping that it won't do too much damage. Still two outs and only a runner on first base, but it brings up Jonathan Fitz trying to keep the inning alive for the Dock Spiders. Fitz, a right-handed hitting catcher from Edgewood, Kentucky. Pitch on the way is a little high for ball number one, and Fitz struck out looking back in the second inning, so he's 0-1 in the game. This is his second plate appearance. The runner on first, Matt Hansen, saw a ton of pickoff attempts from Drew Thompson back when he was on the mound. 1-0 count comes home. It misses in the dirt, and it gets away from Nick Adrian. So Matt Hansen on over to second base on the wild pitch. And Jonathan Fitz now has a runner in scoring position. Giving up those free bases on wild pitches and passed balls has done a little bit of damage to the Rafters this season. Not too much, but whenever the other teams have timely hitting, it can really cause some problems. 2-0 count, misses high, and it rolls 3-0. On deck, Jaron Cotton, who's already got a hit this game, and Rochfeldt looking to make something happen. He did play quite a bit for Texas Tech, 13 games this past season, 3-0 count. It's in there to bring it 3-1. And Zach, one of the guys that goes to, well, I'd say a big-name school, Texas Tech out there, but a couple other big-name school guys as well. We'll be seeing Carson McIntyre in a little bit from Oregon State. Swing and a miss here from Jonathan Fitz. Brings it 3-2. Andre Madunio, of course, from Alabama. Eric Parker from Georgia. Some big-name schools for sure represented on the Rafters roster this year. 3-2 count with two away. Pitch comes home, gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three, and Zach Crotchfeldt able to get out of the inning without allowing a run. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's still 2-1 Rafters heading into the fourth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Rafters took a 2-1 lead in the top of the third inning and kept it there as Zach Crotchfeldt came into the game. They're hoping that he can keep rolling along for as long as possible. A relatively efficient first inning for Crotchfeldt. He threw just 16 pitches and allowed the one base runner. The Rafters getting back to work here, hoping to build some insurance on their 2-1 lead in the top of the fourth. They'll still be going up against Mason Weckler, who's back out there for the Dock Spiders. Weckler into inning number four as he has yet to cross the 50-pitch marker. But he does right now as the breaking ball is in there for strike number one. Pitch number 50, and the Rafters hoping that they can work it up a little bit more and chase him from the game either this inning or next inning as it's a foul ball from Ruiz to roll 0-2. And Noah Ruiz, he is 0-1 in the game so far, a little bit of a surprise, especially because he stepped up with a man on first, and just feel like whenever there's a guy on the base paths and Noah Ruiz is up, it's going to be a hit as this one is fouled down the right field line, and Ruiz staying alive at an 0-2 count. I mean, he just drives in so many runs, and it's not just that, but he has huge hits as well. 4 home runs on the season. Also has a key triple that he had earlier in the year. This one down to second base, and it's the shortstop who picks it up, throws it over to first in time for out number one. So Ruiz 0 for 2 on the game, but you know a little bit more about Ruiz. He has 6 extra base hits on the season, 4 of them home runs, 1 a triple, 1 a double, and 1 triple was a bases clearing triple in the game at Green Bay and part of a big inning, and of course, 4 pretty big home runs, especially last night's solo shot made it a one-run game as this pitch to Madden Akko misses outside for ball number one. And Akko, another guy who really quickly could be seeing his name right next to Noah Ruiz, batting .417 through 7 games. He swings and misses at this pitch to bring it 1-1. And Akko was hit by a pitch back in the second inning, so yet to see an official at-bat. On the season, 10 for 24 as the 1-1 count misses low to bring it 2-1. And he has 6 RBIs on the season, 8 runs scored as well. So it's not just driving him in. This one to the right side of the infield, and that gets on through into right field for a hit. So he keeps on cracking them as Madden Akko now has a hit in 7 straight games. That's a Rafters season-high streak. He keeps it alive, rolls it to 7 games, and first one to do that this season for the Rafters. Not just that, but he's riding a 4-game multi-hit streak. And he just needs one more this game to reach that marker. Runner on first base with 1 out for the left-handed hitting right fielder Chris Diaz. Rafters up 2-1 as this one is skied in the air towards shallow center field. Running up on it, Wentworth. He is under it and makes the catch for out number 2. Brings up Pat Costin to the plate with 2 out and a runner on first base. Costin, he picked up the first hit of the game for the Rafters. The Rafters have 3 hits on the afternoon. Costin, Onyade, and Akko. Costin sends this one to the right side of the infield. Not able to be picked up cleanly, but enough time for the second baseman to grab it off the ground, and Hansen dishes it off to first in time for out number 3. And once again, the Rafters try swinging early. It doesn't go in their favor. They score no runs on the one hit, no errors, and 1 left on base. It's 2-1 heading into the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but 2 Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers. Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And the Rafters are looking to get back on the right track, and so far they have done just that. They lead 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Some strong pitching early on as Zach Crotchfield is back out for his second inning of work. It's the bottom of the fourth, and the Rafters will be taking on the 6-7-8 batters from the Dock Spiders. Due up this inning, that's Jaron Cotton, Kelson Johnson, and Marcus Romero. Aaron Cotton, the right-handed hitting designated hitter, leads them off as he fouls the first pitch back to bring it 0-1. And Cotton, he went first pitch swinging back in the second inning, and it worked out for him, picking up a one-out single. Although he was stranded at third base, 0-1 count, misses low to bring it 1-1. And the only run of the game for the Dock Spiders came around in that second inning was when Matt Hansen took the leadoff walk, able to come around to score on the RBI fielder's choice from Marcus Romero as the 1-1 misses low to bring it 2-1. Cotton, he appeared in yesterday's game, although wasn't a starter, he was a pinch hitter. 2-1 count, misses low and brings it 3-1. Came in as a pinch hitter for William Horner, but just for that inning, as Jaron Sanderson came in as a defensive substitution and stayed in the rest of the way. 3-1 count is a fly ball down the right field line, reaching towards the stands, and it is out of play. Couple rows back, and count rolls full. 3-2 against Zach Crotchfeld. And well, I mentioned Jaron Sanderson. He's not in the starting lineup today, but he was the first Dock Spiders seen by many of the fans today as he did the national anthem. 3-2 count, holds off on the swing, and it misses high for ball number four. Jaron Cotton back on base for the second time today, and it puts a leadoff runner aboard for the Dock Spiders. Runner on first with nobody out for the right-handed hitting right fielder, Kelson Johnson. Johnson drew a walk back in the second inning and saw seven pitches before doing so. Really worked the count well there, and that's what this Dock Spiders lineup has shown capable of. Runner on first, not showing a leadoff. A bunt attempt goes foul from Johnson as it rolls to 0-1. And Cotton's got to be a little bit wary in the case that a bunt would be popped up, but Johnson hoping to move that runner over to second any way possible. Nobody out. And he's taken off from first. The pitch misses low. Adrian not going to throw on down. He keeps it in the glove, and it's a stolen base on the ball. And now a runner in scoring position with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rafter's going to need to do a little bit here to keep him on the base paths rather than coming home to score. It's only a one-run game, so don't want to give up that tying run. He's taking off for third, and again, Adrian will not attempt the throw. Keeps it in his glove, but it was called a strike. Back-to-back stolen bases from Jaron Cotton, but a 1-2 count to Kelson Johnson. Johnson looking to do some damage. He's got a runner 90 feet away, just has to put one into play to send him home. Pitch coming home, it's fouled back to keep it 1-2. Of course, he's probably fine with a walk as well, especially because there's nobody out yet in the bottom of the fourth inning. And he represents the go-ahead runner. 1-2 count in the righty-lefty matchup. Pitch on the way, misses in the dirt, nearly gets away from Adrian, but he's able to block it with his chest protector down the first base line and pick it up before the runner came home. It's a 2-2 count. And Kelson Johnson on the season, batting just 114, but reaching base at a 340 clip. A lot better than the batting average. 2-2 count coming home. It is a little inside for ball number three. A full count to Johnson. That's back-to-back full counts that Zach Crotchfeld has had as he ended up walking Cotton on six pitches. Lead off the fourth inning. Seventh pitch on the way here to Kelson Johnson. 3-2 is fouled away again. So he stays alive at the plate, and Well, these dock spiders, they just won't go down right now. They are fighting tooth and nail at the plate. Worked up Drew Thompson's pitch count to 37 pitches in the second inning and had him chased from the game because of that. 3-2 count is hit up the middle, and that gets into center field. So an RBI hit for Johnson. He rounds first, now steps on back. It's a single for the right fielder and ties it up 2-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brings up Marcus Romero with nobody out and a runner on first base, tied at 2-2. Marcus Romero, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Dock Spiders. He is 0-for-1 in the game. Nearly grounded into a double play last time, but ran it out at first for fielder's choice. That pitch in there on the upper part of the zone, bring it 0-1. Romero, he saw 10 pitches back in the second inning and was able to work the RBI on it as well. Sent home Matt Hansen. And a pickoff attempt back to first keeps the man on the bag. And you're going to see that quite a few times from this Rafters pitching staff. They want to make sure those runners don't get off, but pitch comes home. It's runner taking off, and the pitch misses low, and yet again it's a stolen base for Johnson as Adrian wasn't able to pick it up. Adrian didn't even get it in his glove by the time that Johnson was over at second base. It goes off of his chest protector, and now a 1-1 count for Romero. Rochfeld up to 32 pitches in the game. Rafters might need to get the bullpen ready again. 1-1 count is hit over to second base. Ruiz is there. Tosses it over to first base in time for out number one. 4-3 on the putout, and Kelson Johnson goes from second over to third and brings up Jalen Gellings with one out and a runner just 90 feet away. Gellings, he drew a walk back in the second inning. Stayed over at first base, wasn't able to advance, and Fond du Lac native, he is more than happy to be back in town. Pitch on the way home, it is a little outside for ball number one. Gellings, he is a guy that picked up a couple of hits in last night's game. One of the two four-hit batters for the Dock Spiders, both him and Landon Mensick, went 4-for-5 as that pitch is on the outside edge, called for strike number one. That one a little bit away, and so the count rolls to 1-1. Runner on third base still. One out in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-2 game. The pitch comes home, and it misses low in the dirt for ball number two. A 2-1 count. And Zach Crotchfeld trying to at least get through two innings here, but would love to be back out for a third. He allowed his first run of the season earlier in the inning on Jaron Cotton. And he came home to score on Kelson Johnson's RBI single. This pitch in there, called for a strike, brings it 2-2. And so a 2-2 count with one away. That runner staying on third for now. But all that needs to happen is this ball to be put in play. Sacrifice is set up. 2-2 count. Swing and a miss. And Zach Crotchfeld picks up his second strikeout of the game. A big one, and keeps the runner on third base with two outs for the top of the order. The right-handed hitter, Patrick Graham, now into the batter's box, and a mound visit before that as Ziggy will come out here and talk with Zach Crotchfeld. So hold up 1 second. Nick Adrian was up there with Crotchfeld just talking, and a lot of times you're going to be seeing Mike Spears go up there and talk. Ziggy coming out usually means that the pitcher is out of the game, and so all of the infield is coming in to talk with Zach as they check to see, to make sure that he's all good to go. And Ziggy walking back towards the dugout. Seems like he's all good, but Ziggy talking strategy there rather than Mike Spears. And so with two away, he'll see the leadoff batter for the Dock Spiders, Patrick Graham. Runner still on third base, tied at two. These two teams have looked neck and neck so far today, although the Rafters have not been able to work up the pitch count of Mason Weckler nearly as the Dock Spiders have been able to work up the pitch counts of both of the Rafters pitchers so far. First one is a little low and away for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Rochfeld, he's had plenty of experience through his collegiate career in big-name schools as the 1-0 count is in there for strike number one, 1-1. And started off his career at Auburn, where he was heavily used as a starter in non-conference play for the Tigers. His second season was more so out of the bullpen, and he really struggled as the 1-1 count misses a little high to bring it 2-1. And after his sophomore season at Auburn, he hit the transfer portal, headed to Texas Tech, and his past season saw 13 appearances, pitched 17 and two-thirds innings. 2-1 count on the way. It's fouled back to bring it 2-2, and he was hot and cold. He had some really good appearances out there, but he also had some rough ones for the Red Raiders. And talk about good ones. He had 4 1/3 consecutive innings in back-to-back games against Cincinnati and Baylor without allowing a run, as this one is a fly ball high in the air towards right field. Ruiz heading back out to it. He'll make the catch in time for out number three. So the Rafters don't manage to keep the Dock Spiders scoreless there. Fond du Lac scores one run on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one runner left on base. It's 2-2 heading into the fifth inning. Rafters trying to take the lead when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And is there a better way to celebrate Father's Day than hanging out at a ballpark with your dad? I mean, I couldn't imagine a better way. Of course, I have plenty of great experiences with my own dad and heard that he's tuned into the broadcast here. Happy Father's Day to you, Matt Thomas, and to all the dads who are tuned in to WFHR, listening to Rafters baseball as we get going in the top of the fifth inning, tied at two. The first pitch to Nick Adrian misses outside for ball number one. Adrian up at the plate for the second time today. The Rafters have their 9-1-2 batters due up as the pitch here is a swing and a miss to bring it back even 1-1. Adrian was hit by a pitch back in the third, came around to score on it. 1-1 count on the way home is popped straight back out of play to bring it 1-2. And the Rafters, they led this game back in the third inning, took a 2-1 lead, but just got tied up at 2-2 in the bottom of the fourth. Thanks to the RBI single from Kelson Johnson, this pitch misses low and in the dirt. Brings it back even 2-2. Adrian trying to put together more professional plate appearances, working the count, seeing pitches, making sure that he gets the ones that he likes. Has been working a lot better after his cold start to the season. I mean, he's been not bad as of late, really working into the plan, and especially defensively. You look at the way that he's been playing behind the dish and leads the team, and runners caught stealing as he sends one into left field, gets past a diving third baseman, and just barely avoids getting robbed of that single. He's over to first base with a leadoff hit. And Adrian now on for the second time today. He's 1-for-1 in the game. Both him and Mananaco have reached twice, and it brings us back to the top of the order in the top of the fifth inning. Eric Parker with a chance to move the runner forward. Nick Adrian over on first base. He's not a slow runner by any means. He's got a couple of stolen bases. He even tried one yesterday as this pitch misses low for ball number one. But Adrian was caught stealing yesterday, so maybe not going to attempt one today. We'll see whether he's got the confidence or not. Looking over for Ziggy on the third base coach. Eric Robles in the first base coach spot as this one's hit towards left field, and that gets on through. Base hit for Eric Parker. That's back-to-back singles for the Rafters, and they are starting to work with runners on. Mason Onyade up to the plate, and Mason Weckler still working out there. He's trying to get through five innings and would be in line for the win if the Dock Spiders took the lead in the bottom of the frame. Right now, the Rafters have Zach Crotchfeldt on the line for a potential win as a pitcher of record. If he were to be pulled from the game, chance that Crotchfeldt comes back out for the bottom of the fifth as this pitch misses high and outside for ball number one, and a 1-0 count on Yade. He had a 2 RBI double in the third inning. 1-0 is in there for a strike, a 1-1 count. Had a fly out to center field in the first inning, but those were his first RBIs in over a week. 1-1 count on the way, gets a swing and a miss from Onyade. And well, it's not because he hasn't been getting on base, and that's what I was saying back then, but the reason has been he's been taking so many walks. He's been working counts and getting on base any way that he finds easiest, and well, sometimes the easiest way is just drawing a walk. He entered today with just 3 RBIs. This one down the right field line, and it gets into the corner. So here comes Onyade over to first. He'll send home a run as Nick Adrian is across the plate, and the Rafters have taken the lead in the top of the fifth. 3-2 as Nick Adrian scores on the RBI single from Mason Onyade. And Eric Parker advances over to third base on it as well. The Rafters still have a runner in scoring position as Gunnar Miro steps up to the plate. 3 straight hits against Mason Weckler, and time called by Miro as he wants to make sure that he's ready to go. Miro, he has picked up a hit in each of his first 2 games as a Rafter. Breaking ball is in there on the upper part of the zone for strike number 1, 0-1 the count. Runners on first and third, nobody out. It's a 3-2 ball game in the top of the fifth. Rafters on the road looking for win number 8 and to stop a 3-game losing streak. This pitch misses outside to bring the count 1-1. Gunnar Myrow, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. He's 2-for-7 entering today. Now 2-for-9 in his Rafters career. 1-1 count. Hit towards right field, and that gets down just over the glove of the hopping first baseman, James Hankerson Jr., and a run will come home to score. It's an RBI single for Gunnar Myrow, and the Rafters lead 4-2 in the top of the fifth. Four straight hits for the Rafters as they keep the line moving. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with still nobody out in the top of the fifth. And the bullpen is getting ready over there for the Dockspiders, but they are going to stick with Weckler. Weckler throwing strikes out here, and that's what they believe. A swing and a miss from Royce Clayton Jr. brings the count 0-1. And Clayton, he flew out to center field his last time up back in the third inning. He's 0-for-1 on the game as he was hit by a pitch in the second. He's got runners on the corners with nobody out. Swings and misses at this pitch to bring it 0-2. And that was the pitch he wanted. Just couldn't quite make the contact with it like he was hoping for. And so an 0-2 count to him on the way. It misses outside to bring it 1-2. And each of his plate appearances so far, he's worked the count relatively well. Saw a 2-2 count before wearing one in the second inning. In the third inning, he had a full count before flying out to center field and now has a 1-2 count. Looking to keep the inning going for the Rafters. This pitch is high for ball number 2. It's a 2-2 count. So he'll see at least 5 pitches in this plate appearance. Rafters have picked up 4 straight hits. They've got 7 hits on the game. This one misses outside. It's 3-2 to Clayton. Falling down 0-2 in the count early. He has fought back into it. Staying disciplined up there. Trying to get on base any way possible. 3-2 count from Weckler. It's a swing and a miss from Clayton. Strike number 3. And it brings up Noah Ruiz to the plate with a runner in scoring position. That might sound like a death sentence to Dockspiders fans. Anytime that Noah Ruiz comes up to the plate with runners in scoring position, I mean, he has been incredible this season. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss. Brings the count 0-1. There are runners on the corners with one out and an 0-1 count to Ruiz, up 4-2 in the top of the fifth inning. That pitch a little bit outside is called a ball and brings it 1-1. And, you know, I was talking about with runners in a scoring position. This season, when Ruiz is up at the plate with runners in scoring position, he is batting .407 in 27 at-bats with 14 RBIs as this pitch misses high 2-1. Has one home run and 4 home runs on the season. One of those home runs came with a runner in scoring position, but the other one's with him on first. 2-1 count. It's outside. Rolls to 3-1. And that situational hitting, talk about it with just runners on base in general, he's batting .395 with 18 RBIs and 38 at-bats. A little more sample size for you. And I mean, just a great hitter. 3-1 is in there, called for a strike. 3-2 the count. So Ruiz has plenty to hang his head high on, but even with his already immaculate Rafters career, he's hoping to make his name heard here in Fond du Lac as that one's popped foul and out of play. Keeps it a 3-2 count. And you go back to a little bit earlier in the season, back about a week ago, he had a 14-pitch plate appearance before he was pulled from the game. The longest plate appearance that the Rafters have seen this season, 3-2 count, is once again fouled away, and he's showing off that fight at the plate here. Upcoming will be pitch number 8. On deck, Madden Akko, who's already reached base in both of his plate appearances, so another guy that you don't really want to see. Ruiz and Akko might be the two best batters on this Rafters team at the moment. Pickoff attempt back to first base keeps Gunnar Myro from taking off. Myro on first, Onyade on third. Rafters up 4-2 in the top of the fifth inning. Trying to keep it rolling along, and with one out, Myro takes off. The pitch is high for ball number 4, so even though the throw down would have been in time for a tag, he is safe over there at second, and the bases are loaded. So an 8-pitch walk of Noah Ruiz. And Gunnar Myro is now at second base with the runner over at third. Well, hold up, actually. It looks like I didn't even notice this. Mason Onyade is not over there at third. It looks like throwing down to second base, trying to get Gunnar Myro. That allowed Onyade to take off for home. So it's now 5-2 Rafters. I didn't even see him taking off. He did it so sneakily and stole home. Pitch on the outside is taken away for ball number 1. Madden Akko up at the plate. Gunnar Myro is on second. Noah Ruiz is on first. And Mason Onyade came to score. Makes it 5-2 in the top of the fifth inning. This pitch is a swing and a miss to bring the count 1-1. And well, that's just what Onyade can do. I mean, he is such a dangerous base runner, and he's so cautious up there. He's always ready. 1-1 count, misses outside to bring it 2-1. And the Dock Spiders just making the mental error, throwing on down to second and not immediately trying to come home. And I think it got a little bit of confusion with the runner being walked, as this one's a dribbler down the third base line. The throw over to first is in time for out number 2, but both runners are going to advance. It's 5-3 on the putout. Noah Ruiz is now on second base, and Gunnar Myro is at third. 2 outs in the top of the fifth inning. Rafters leading by 3. Brings up the left-handed hitting right fielder Chris Diaz for his third plate appearance of the afternoon. He has 0-2 in the game so far. It's a lefty-righty matchup. First pitch misses inside to bring it 1-0. And Diaz, he is yet to strike out this game, despite being the beer batter as selected by the Dock Spiders. So the fans cheering him on as the 1-0 count is hit high in the air towards left field. It's dropping into no man's land and hits foul territory, just away from the chasing left fielder, Marcus Romero. So a 1-1 count there. And well, that one was actually the 35th pitch of the inning for Mason Weckler, as well as the Rafters have really worked the count well. And with 4 hits and a walk, this will be Weckler's last inning, hoping to finish it strong here. Weckler is up to 4 2/3 innings. But even still, the Rafters have the 5-2 lead despite what Weckler could have been on the line for a win. 1-1 count on the way home is fouled back and out of play. 1-2 count to Chris Diaz. And the Rafters, you look at starters this season, just one starter has a win on the year, that being Noah Marschke from a couple days ago. Marschke will be back on the mound tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing him pitch. The 1-2 count ripped over to first base. Picked up over there. And, well, Hankerson Jr. will just step on the bag himself, say, why don't I? And that will end the fifth inning. But the Rafters come up big. They score 3 runs on 4 hits. There were no errors. And there were two runners left on base. It's 5-2 heading into the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
And Zach Crotchfeldt is indeed back out here for the bottom of the fifth inning. He's hoping to go three innings, allowing just one run. It's a 5-2 ball game in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the home plate umpire saying something about Zach Crotchfeldt on the mound and trying to figure it out. He's talking with Ziggy now and stepping back behind the plate. Seems like we're ready to go, as the batter to lead things off is James Hankerson Jr. He'll be followed by Wentworth and Hanson. It's the 2-3-4 batters due up for the Dockspiders. This one, a high fly ball out to deep center field on the run. It's at the warning track. It's caught out in center field by Gunnar Miro. Oh, man. That one pieced a little too well out there, but the flag blowing just a bit back inward helps keep that ball from leaving the park. And it's out number one, a deep fly out to bring up T.P. Wentworth with one away and the bases empty in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters up three runs still, and Zach Crotchfeldt, he's been pretty good so far, even though he allowed his first run of the season, and that pitch in the dirt, it misses for ball number one. Wentworth, he's 0-2 in the game here. He went 1-5 last night back in Wisconsin Rapids. Here in Fond du Lac, it's a ball that's hit well into center field, takes a couple of bounces in the outfield grass, and is thrown back in by Miro. But it's a one-out single for Wentworth as he picks up his second hit as a Dockspider. It's his first hit in front of the Dockspiders faithful at home. Matt Hanson stepping up to the plate. And Hanson, not the guy that you want to see with a runner on. And he is already 1-for-1 with two times on the base paths. He drew a walk in the second inning. His last time up was the single. Runner on first base with one out. Lefty-lefty matchup. A pickoff attempt back to first keeps T.P. Wentworth on the base paths. And looking back to last night's game, Wentworth was on the base twice, but didn't steal one. Looking back to first base, it's another pickoff attempt. Matt and Akko over there at the bag, just making sure that Wentworth isn't going all too far. Hanson up now, and on deck, it's Jonathan Fitz. Still looking for the first pitch to Hanson. And it comes home, and the breaking ball misses below the zone to bring it 1-0. And the Rafters looking for a win here before they head back to Witter Field. They've got three in a row back in Wisconsin Rapids starting tomorrow night. Runner taking off from first. It's a swing and a miss. The throw down is a little bit low. The tag not in time. And it's a stolen base for T.P. Wentworth. Brings the count 1-1 as well to Matt Hansen. Rafters tomorrow taking on Traverse City. As I mentioned earlier, Noah Marschke on the mound for the Rafters. They'll follow that up with Jeremy Jones as the projected starter. He's looking to make his first appearance as a Rafter. He'll be activated for that series. Back-to-back home games against the Pit Spitters. 1-1 count is in there for strike number two. 1-2 count. Wentworth not getting too much of a lead over there at second base just yet. And after those two games against Traverse City, Rafters host the Madison Mallards for the first game against the subdivisional rival. Runner taking off from second. This one's hit high in the air towards deep right field. On the run, Diaz. He's at the wall and turns around. It's off of the wall. So it'll be at least one run to score, and Hansen will stay on second base. A stand-up RBI double, and it's back to a two-run game. And again, maybe that wind causing a little bit of the ball to die out there. It is also a very deep wall out there, 375, about where that one was hit, a little bit off to the right, maybe a little closer, but it's a very big ballpark here. So it's going to be difficult to send one out, but Hansen, hey, he's more than okay driving in a run, and it was off the wall as well. One out, runner on second base for Jonathan Fitz, righty-lefty matchup. It's a foul tip for strike number one. Fitz, he's the right-handed hitting catcher for the Dock Spiders. He's 0-2 in the game. He's struck out both times. Back in the third inning, it was a strikeout swinging. Second inning was a strikeout looking. Crotchfeldt glanced back to second, now brings it home, and the 0-1 count misses low. 1-1 to Jonathan Fitz. Dock Spiders, they were coming off a loss entering yesterday before they beat the Rafters on the road. 1-1 count is in there on the outside edge for strike number two, a 1-2 count. And, well, the Dock Spiders certainly haven't had too bad of a time at Witter Field. They've been pretty good against the Rafters there, 5-2 over the last two seasons. So if they just like playing at Witter Field. 1-2 count. This one's a swing and a miss. Throw down to third is not going to get him as Mason Onyade had to dive to pick it up. Tried to tag out Matt Hansen, who slowed up, tried to avoid the tag, and did just that. So he's safe over at third base, but Jonathan Fitz is not. Jaron Cotton up at the plate now. Cotton yet to be retired this game. He singled back in the second inning, drew a walk in the fourth inning, had a pair of stolen bases then as well. Came home to score. It's a 5-3 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters have the lead, trying to keep it there. Crotchfeldt deals, and that one in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. Jaron Cotton, a right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Dock Spiders. Entered today batting .238 on the season with three RBIs, trying to pick up his fourth RBI here. Crotchfeldt brings the leg up, fires home. It misses low and outside, but Nick Adrian able to pick it up low in the dirt to keep that runner from coming home. As Matt Hansen already has a stolen base, and he's shown off the wheels a little bit out there. Cotton at the plate. He goes to the University of Nebraska. The right-hander swings and misses at the 1-1 count. Now two strikes to the Dock Spiders designated hitter. Kelson Johnson on deck. They'll try and get to him, as he also has yet to be retired this game, but Crotchfeldt looking to change that. 1-2 count to Cotton. It is low and gets away from Adrian. Runner taking off. Hansen will score. It's a one-run game in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters still lead it, but it's only 5-4. wild pitch gets away from Nick Adrian, and Matt Hansen comes home to score. Bases are now empty with two outs and a 2-2 count for Jaron Cotton. Cotton from Leander, Texas. 6'4", 200-pound infielder. Pitch on the way. It's high for ball number three, and Crotchfeldt trying to just get out of this inning. He hadn't allowed an earned run or a run in at all in his first six innings for the Rafters. Call it the first seven innings as he went scoreless in the third inning here. 3-2 count is fouled away to keep it 3-2. And Crotchfeldt allowed his first run of the season back in the fourth inning on Kelson Johnson's RBI single. He's allowed two more in this inning. 3-2 count, misses high for ball number four. It's the second walk issued from Zach Crotchfeldt, and Jaron Cotton's back on base for the third time this game. Mound visit here, and Ziggy will make a call to the bullpen. Looking on down over there, he will motion, and that will do it for Zach Crotchfeldt tonight. But not a bad performance from him. He keeps the Rafters in the lead, but it'll be up to the new man coming out of the bullpen when we return. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Still the bottom of the fifth inning as the Dock Spiders have put up a pair of runs off of Zach Crotchfeldt. Crotchfeldt's night is over as he went 2 2/3 innings and hands it off to Cannon Restein. Restein coming back out after he appeared just two nights ago against Wausau in a game that the Rafters would end up losing, and you look at that game, it was not a fun appearance for him. It was one where he went one inning, allowing three runs in what was a blowout game. 21-7 the final score there. He was the third pitcher. One inning pitched, three runs, two hits, one walk on the night, as the first pitch on the way from Restein is called a strike to Kelson Johnson on the outside edge. Brings it 0-1. Johnson, he's 1-for-1 with an RBI and a stolen base this game. Also drew a walk back in the second inning. Runner taking off from first. It's called strike number two. No throw down as Cotton steals second. So now a runner on second base, two outs, and an 0-2 count to the right-hander Kelson Johnson. Restein, also a right-handed pitcher. It's a righty-righty matchup. Restein from Rogers State. He'll step off the mound real quick and make sure that he's ready to go. 6'4", 195, and from San Diego, California. One of a couple California natives, as this one is fouled down that right field line. Well out of play towards the bullpen. Over towards where a couple of kids are playing over there. Nice grass area and a great day to watch a baseball game. Hopefully, the rest of the week's going to be great to watch back in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking forward to good weather conditions as the 0-2 count is popped foul and out of play. Just gets over the seats and still well out of play. 0-2 count once again to Kelson Johnson. I mean, there's plenty of options to get on out to Witter Field. Of course, you've got the general admission seating and the bleachers and plenty of opportunities to get in as this one just misses away on the 1-2 count. Not just that, but there's also plenty of other upgrades that you can get as well. The VIP section, the Home Run Club, always great to get to see the fans out there. And, of course, the famous Kraft River and Rat Trap as this one is pieced towards center field. That gets on down for a hit into the right center gap, going all the way back to the warning trap. And Kelson Johnson is over to second base. He knocks this one up at 5-5. RBI double after working a few pitches from Cannon Restine.